This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A movie theater in North Denver is getting a museum makeover. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
The Museum of Contemporary Art bought the Highland Theater to create a new cultural space. The Highland building, which is more than 100 years old, will eventually offer affordable apartments and studios for local artists. A 400-seat theater there that was most recently used as a church will soon host art lectures, films, and concerts. Museum leaders say they intend to include local cultural groups in their programming. MCA events at the Holiday Theater are scheduled to begin in December. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Denver's ballot is packed this year with 13 measures to consider, two dealing with housing issues. Denverite's Desiree Mathurin says one of the proposals would toughen the city's ban on urban camping.
Ballot measure 303 would require Denver to respond to homeless encampments quicker and allow residents to sue the city if they're not cleared in a certain amount of time. In another housing initiative, voters will decide whether to repeal a group living amendment.
If it passes, it would be illegal for three or more unrelated adults to live together. Denver and statewide ballots go out today. The Denver Art Museum has officially removed four items from display connected to an indicted art dealer. The objects rightfully belong in Cambodia. A Washington Post investigation raised questions about collections in 10 museums this week. The Dam tells CPR News it's been working to return the items. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thanks for listening.